This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, I'm joined by Richard Postma, also known as Doc on our website. Doc joins me pretty much every day to discuss his technicals, usually with a focus on the precious metals. And that's why I wanted to bring Doc on to kick off our second hour, because our second hour will again be focused on the precious metals, with the final two segments, segments 7 and 8, coming live from the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference when I was recording there earlier in the week. So, Doc, let's get into it and look at gold. Intra-week, gold was able to, again, break that 1209 or 1210 resistance level that I was watching for, but it very quickly reversed and actually picked up a little bit of steam on the downside on Wednesday and Thursday. As we're recording this kind of midway through Friday, gold is down below $1,200, trading at about $1,188 right now. It's showing a bit more weakness, some weakness that we were expecting after this run. But what's your comment now? Now that we did intra-week break a resistance level, but pretty quickly gave it back.
I think, Corey, over the next few days and weeks into February, that we will continue. We may have a little bit of rally here again, but not to the recent highs we had, most likely. But we're going to work our way lower. And I can almost tell you with 95% probability, we'll see 1160 again in gold here. A chance, if we hit that area, to eventually even get down to 1140. So that's what I look for in the next few days to weeks going forward.
But as long as we manage to hold, let's say, 1140 or 1160, that's still a higher low than what we put in at the tail end of December.
Yes, you're right about that. And then it'll get interesting because we'll see what kind of rally we get after that for the spring and summer months. But even if we get a rally, then I don't expect gold to move up and take out the highs that we had back in 2016.
So we're not expecting such an extreme run-up in the gold price. Is that because so much damage was done on the way down, Doc? Because it was almost a straight down type of move, except for that little bounce that we got throughout October.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about that when we took out some support areas. I had mentioned that I don't expect gold to go to new highs anytime soon over what we experienced in 2016, because we did a lot of technical damage to the charts. And actually, that's advantageous to the investors, as I've mentioned in the past, because it gives them a chance really to take some nice positions in a lot of these stocks that have come back to prepare ultimately for the big push that's in our future.
So, Doc, let's also talk about silver, because you've mentioned earlier this week that you're using silver as a barometer for gold. Silver, again, did make a nice move over the last about 4 weeks, and then this week rolled over again. There's a downtrend line that I am watching that we did not quite break. The other thing that I'm watching in silver is this 200-week moving average, which continues to trend down and right now sits at 1817, so still a bit higher than where the spot price is for silver right now. What's your forecast for silver? Is it very much similar to gold?
Yeah, I think silver has a chance to get down to close to 16 again. And actually it's my proxy long-term when I look on the long-term for gold as far as how gold will do as well. I like the long-term charts on silver. And as long as they hold the way I expect them to do, Gold should hold as well, and especially in the momentum part that I watch. It's looking very good. And as long as momentum on the long-term charts doesn't break down, we're in fine shape as we move forward.
So essentially, you are still bullish gold and silver as long as silver holds, you say 16, but essentially as long as it holds that low that it put in December at 1568, and as long as gold holds the low that it put in again in December at about 11 and a quarter, about 1125. So still a grinding move up, but all you're really looking for here is a stair-stepping pattern as we progress through the spring, maybe into summer.
Yeah, and we're going to not break out anytime soon, and that's okay. It fits that U pattern that we've been talking about for a long time, that actually we've been talking for a couple of years that I mentioned that would probably take place, and it's fitting that scenario perfectly. And I think as long as we don't break some major support here, we're in good shape as far as that pattern is concerned, and I look forward to potentially a good 2018.
So, Doc, I always say it's important to look at other markets that sometimes relate to the precious metals and sometimes they don't, but I think there's always the option for investors to put their money somewhere other than gold. Right now, is it the dollar? Is it treasuries? Is it the U.S. stock markets? Which one, in your eyes, is distracting investors from putting more money in gold?
I think it's the conventional markets, mainly because they continue to look pretty good. And I think they will for a while going forward. There'll be some ups and downs, but right now the conventional market is holding its own. And don't expect, and I think that could do that for a while yet, Corey, actually. And I mentioned that a while back, that the first half of the year could be still positive for the conventional markets. But then you better get real nervous after that. As we, I would say, enter close to May. May might be the month where go away in May is very apropos. But we'll see as we watch the technicals moving forward. But right now, the conventional market is not at much risk.
Well, it was interesting this week to see the Dow break that 20,000 point level. And just look at the VIX. That's all you need to do to just see how complacent and optimistic investors are. The VIX is close to breaking the 10-point level. So that's quite the low level for the VIX. Doc, wrap us up by comments on GDX and GDXJ. These have had a pretty decent move at the tail end of December and into January, but again, they started to sell off this week too. Are they going to be rolling over to a degree kind of like what we're going to see in the precious metals?
I believe they will, Corey, and I think GDX, we could see GDX move down back to the 20 to 21 area. It's potentially possible. So I think that would go along with some of these gold stocks moving back down. But there's a potential for GDX to move back down to about 20 and a half, I would say. So you're going to have to be on guard here for a little while. But these stocks have, a lot of them have held up amazingly well, which is good. They're outperforming the bullion price, which is a positive. And even if GDX sells off a little bit, it's just going to be a positive again because people will be able to add to their positions that they hold currently, which I think is going to be great going forward.
So essentially, just to wrap us up, you and I both are bullish on the precious metals, but we're not expecting the huge up moves that we saw in 2016. Who knows? We might be wrong, but I just think what we put up with last year is an extreme scenario, and it put in a nice base for us, and now all we do is keep on climbing up, maybe buying on the dips, take that bull market strategy. Doctor, as always, thanks for chatting with us on the weekend show. Everybody stick around, we're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed the last conversation I just had with Richard Postma. Him and I share a lot of the same views on the direction for the precious metals markets. I wanted to bring on a new company on this segment, a company that I don't think is getting nearly as enough attention as it deserves for being a resource exploration company that is actually just kind of sitting back and watching a major, in a way, almost fast-track a project. The company I'm talking to right now is Barcelle Minerals. I have the president and CEO, Gary Cope, on the line with me. Now, in full disclosure, I do hold shares of Barcelle. I've held shares for quite a while, and I stay up to date with Gary, and that's why I wanted to have him on the show, because, Gary, let's talk about this property on a high level. It's based in Sweden. You have a JV partner that owns 55%, and that is Agnico Eagle, and they've been spending money quite aggressively advancing this project. Please take us through how your relationship, how this JV is set up initially.
Well, initially, Agnico wanted to buy the project outright from us, and we went back and forth for a number of months, and we really didn't want to sell it outright. We believed it had great potential, and we finally were able to come to a deal with Agnico on a joint venture. So Agnico has spent the last year and a half earning in. They've now earned their 55% of the project by spending $7 million in the ground and writing us a check for $10 million U.S. Into Oryx, which was the company that we wanted to bring the money into. Barcelle itself does not have to spend a dime until pre-feasibility. If and when Agnico delivers a pre-feasibility study to us, they will have earned 70%. So we'll be left with 30% of what we think is going to be a spectacular world-class deposit and mine.
And this is something that I find so fascinating. It's what puts Barcelle in such a unique situation, is that when you spun this project out into its standalone company, you actually haven't even spent a dime. The treasury has not decreased at all. It's actually increased a little bit while Agnico has been spending millions and millions of dollars on this property. This is such a unique situation in my eyes, and that's why I think investors do need to pay attention. Can you explain how you're able to do this, Gary? This is all just part of the JV, isn't it?
It's all part of the terms of the JV, and Agnico Eagle is extremely happy with the JV, I think, and what they've been able to do and find so far. I mean, when we started the JV, it had a resource of just over 1 million ounces at just over a gram, and that was interesting for the market. And then there was a big lull in the time that we were negotiating on the JV where no work was done. So it kind of went off the radar of most investors, and with Agnico now being the operator and spending all this money, it really hasn't come back on the radar, but we think it's going to shortly.
So a lot of the news, I understand, obviously, is being driven by Agnico and whatever news they put out on Barcelle or whatever reports they generate on a quarterly basis. Can you talk about when Agnico will be coming out with any more information that investors can get some insight into this project?
Sure. I mean, we think the coming out party where the market is going to be a little surprised is February 15th and this year, and that's when Agnico comes out with their first resource, or updated resource, on the project. Our geologists have done some figuring. We think it's going to be a surprising number to the market. We wouldn't be surprised to see a number of 4 million plus ounces there now.
So that would be a very nice bump, and you still have, as you mentioned, the upside of 45%. If Agnico does decide to take it the full way through to pre-fees, which it seems like they most likely will by how much they're already spending on the project, what's the time frame in your eyes that it would take them to do that?
Well, they've told us that they think they can get it to pre-fees in 2 or 2.5 years. Given the size of the project now and the amount of infill drilling that has to be done, we think that's doable, but it's a lot of drilling, and we think they're going to have to drill somewhere in the neighborhood of 200,000 meters probably to get to pre-fees. They've got 4 drills on the property now going full-time year-round. We expect they may add to that. One of the things that comes out on February 15th will be the new budget for the project, and we're looking forward to seeing that. We know they're going to spend at least $6 million in the first 3 months on the project, and You know, it's one of those things that, you know, comes along once in your lifetime. We believe it. We think this thing's got the potential to get to 10, 20, even more million ounces. So, you know, the more they drill, the better we like it, the bigger it gets, and we're very anxiously waiting for February 15th.
Well, it's such a unique situation that you're in, and especially hearing some of your maybe projections about what Agnico might spend, $6 million in just a matter of a few months. That's a huge spend for these guys, and it goes into this bigger narrative of these major companies that had scrapped their whole exploration programs, and now they're starting to come back into the market, realizing that they need these projects more immediately down the pipeline. And Gary, one other reason maybe why some investors haven't been paying attention to this project is because it's in Sweden, but that's not a bad thing. Please explain to us why Sweden is popular in terms of mining.
Well, Sweden and Finland are you know, in the survey that's done every year on where is the best place to find a new mine, they alternate every year between first and second. And the reason is that power is cheap. In Sweden, up in the northern Sweden where Barsele is, you're looking at very cheap hydroelectric power. We've got power lines going right through the project, so I mean the infrastructure is as good as it gets. You've got incentives for hiring in the north of Sweden, which you can write off, you know, off your gains. You've got a very skilled labor force, a very productive labor force, and you've got water, you've got land. I mean, you've got everything you need for a successful mine, and the way this deposit is setting up is going to be ideal for mining. It's probably going to start as an open pit and follow up with a large underground operation as well. So it's exciting. I've been to the village and sat down with Agnico at council meetings at the local village and was there when Agnico, you know, has told the village that there's 1,000 jobs coming and you better get ready. You know, it's all very exciting to watch the progress of this. And I must say Agnico has been a great partner and we're very happy that they're the ones who are leading the charge.
Well, Gare, all I can say is that I appreciate you taking some time to introduce the story to our audience, and I just want to reiterate that I am a shareholder. I'm planning on holding these shares because this company is such a unique situation where a major is, in a way, fast-tracking their project to development. Barsele is traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol BME. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with some segments that were recorded live from the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in to another daily editorial recorded live from the floor of the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference. I'm Corey Fleck, and I am sitting down with a regular guest on the show, Jayant Bhandari. Jayant, I always appreciate your insights on the gold market, but also on India. You do a lot of research, and you've actually been in India for a couple months, not that long ago. You visit there regularly, and there's a lot of news that doesn't seem to be getting covered in regular media, at least in North America, even in India, you were telling me. Take us through some of the issues that you're seeing in India right now that people should be aware of.
Thanks for having me, Corey. Even today, this is almost the end of January. The lineups outside banks are huge. People still cannot get cash that they have in their bank accounts. So they line up early in the morning at the banks, and there is no necessarily guarantee that they will get the cash that they want out of the banks. Now, even if they can get it, there is an upper limit on how much cash that they can take out of the bank accounts. The problem is that 90 to 95% of Indian consumer transactions are cash-based, which means that all these cash-based businesses are failing because they can't get the cash from the banks to pay to their workers. These banks are failing. The poor people are losing their jobs. When poor people are losing their jobs, they can't buy food. Food prices have crashed in the company. Farmers are actually dumping their produce. And actually, I have also started hearing that they are destroying their crop. This is a cascading effect. We can't really know where this will end and what the future holds for India, but I have heard no one telling me anything positive about the consequences. Anything between 20 to 80% of businesses' revenues are down right now. So it's a massive negative effect on the Indian economy.
Now, let's focus on the Indian economy, because we even look at, I believe the IMF has a forecast of 7% growth for India coming up. That just doesn't seem to make sense with what you're saying.
This is so strange, Corey. I don't know where they get their number from. Last week they revised their figure down from 7.6 to 7 or 6.5 or something. Positive growth per year, which is still makes it a very high growth country, according to growth rate country, according to them. And I completely disagree with them, because wherever I see in India, I recently spent a lot of time in India. I traveled around the country, and there is not one place in the country where I see growth happening. Everywhere it's either stagnation or destruction of the economy. So I'm expecting negative growth, anything between 10 to 20, 30%. This is a massively bad thing that happened for the Indian economy.
That's hugely negative growth if it is negative 10, negative 20, even negative 30%. But what kind of global repercussions do you see this having?
Well, this can easily kill millions of people, if not tens of millions of people. The sad thing is, Corey, that India is a nobody. No one cares about India. It is an economic non-entity, so no one worries much about what happens in India, which is the sad thing about Indians. India is an extremely poor and wretched country, and it will stay that way, unfortunately. I don't see global repercussions of any of this, but India will continue to get worse by the day, in my view.
Now, what about in terms of the gold market? Because we are at a resource conference here, and when you do talk to a lot of the people, there was, let's say a couple of years ago, everyone was pointing to China and India as being huge drivers to the gold market. What's going on in India now in terms of gold demand, gold prices? What are you seeing on the streets?
So, savers exist in chronic anxiety today. They are very afraid of the government. The government has become a police state. It's a fascist country today, and they are very afraid of the rapacious tax authorities. I don't know what's happening with the gold market, because all the gold market has gone underground. People are not trading at the street level anymore, because tax authorities are guarding the gates of the and doors of the shop, gold jewelry shops these days. So people are very afraid of buying gold and silver openly. But my view is that, and based on talks that I have had with people, people are actually exploring the possibility of converting their rupees into American dollars or British pounds or euros, and also into gold. And I know that many Indians are looking at the possibility of starting to store gold in countries outside India. So people will still buy gold. There might be a problem for a few months, if there's a problem. I don't know.
So essentially you are just seeing capital flow out of the country, though. This is the overwhelming trend that you think is only going to further continue?
Absolutely, because India is a negative yielding economy. It has always been negative yielding economy. Indian investing in India makes no sense. I don't invest in India, and I advise my clients not to invest in India. By forcing people to pull their money out of the informal economy, Indian government has actually made it even more difficult for people to earn a return from their investments. So yes, there will be a capital flow outside the country. The only issue there is that Indians are very inward looking. They don't think outside the country. They have a very strong fear of foreigners. So I don't know how much of this money will flow out of the country, but the problem is that people are extremely fearful, which means that they will be buying a lot of gold, because they don't really have a choice apart from buying gold. exactly the reason why they have always bought gold in the past as well.
So do you see this trend or the Indian investment culture in general impacting the gold market as we move through this? If we are truly in a bull market, will they continue to chase the price up?
Indians will probably not chase the price up. They are they look for cheap price to buy gold at. But also the problem, Corey, right now is that even if their interest in gold goes up, and I think their interest in gold has gone up substantially, because remember, Corey, when I last talked with you, gold was close to $3,000 per ounce. Now it's back to normal, but for a week or so, gold was extremely expensive in India. There was desperation among people to buy gold. People are interested in buying gold. The problem is, if the economy crashes, people might not have the surplus to buy gold anymore. So that is the big risk there.
Okay, so we will have you back on the show to follow, I guess, how the economy is doing. And if it does continue to, let's say, really disappoint the IMF numbers, then maybe it will hit the news a little bit more. But essentially, it sounds like what you're saying is that you just really can't even trust any of the numbers that come out of India in terms of either their economic growth or their gold market.
Yes, you cannot trust any numbers coming out officially. Most of the gold comes through smuggling anyway. So no one really knows how much gold is actually being consumed. And most of the gold at the street level is sold without receipts. So you don't know where the gold is coming from. IMF people and a lot of these organizations go with official numbers, and you don't even know how many poor people will die from this demonetization that India is doing, because those people will be from the informal sector, and they are the people who don't get counted, they don't get accounted in the system. So yes, you can't trust much that comes from the official space.
All right, there you have it, Jayant Bhandari. We definitely will be following up with this as more news stories develop. I will also be sharing links to all of the posts that you are writing currently for India and what they are going through. So I thank you for your time, Jayant.
Thank you very much, Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome in to another Daily Editorial recorded live from the floor of the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference. I'm sitting here with an all-star duo, let's call them, Brent Cook, Joe Mazumdar from Exploration Insights. Guys, it's been actually a pretty busy show so far. We're recording this kind of midday through Monday, and there's definitely a better attitude on the floor. But Brent, do you think it's all warranted? Is that a good thing?
It's certainly a well-attended show. The organizers have got a good promotion out there and brought in a lot of people. I'm seeing a lot of people that I don't know, which is a good sign. Is the enthusiasm warranted for precious metals? I think yes. I think the setup we're seeing in terms of what's happened in the U.S., what's happening globally, geopolitically, is positive for gold. So that's a good place to be. Base metals, Joe and I wrote about that just last week or the week before. I'll let Joe just give his quick thoughts on zinc, copper, and uranium.
Yeah, what do you think, Joe? These have been on a pretty good run.
Yeah, I guess the thing is about zinc, that's been a really good run, and it's a bit about a deficit that people have been calling for 4 to 5 years that have finally arrived. So some of that valuation is already embedded in some of these zinc stocks. So potentially a better play right now would be some of the copper ones, because the weeks of consumption in terms of stockpiles out there appear to be pretty low. So we're looking at getting more copper exposure in terms of base metals right now. I mean, in terms of the uranium ones, we think that that looming growth of demand from the Chinese plants coming in, the nuclear plants coming in, is more like a 2020 thing. And then we see that in the Cameco CEO's expression of, hey, the analysts have it way too high. And so we're more worried about producers in this environment. So if people do want to play this wave, explorers are probably better, because they won't be seeing any uranium from them for at least 10 years. So it might fit that window.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the differences between some of these base metals, especially in terms of zinc. Do you feel that there is the expertise in the zinc industry right now with how many of these new companies are being introduced? I even know of a handful of them that will all become public this year. In terms of the overall market, you know, get what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously an issue, like when you have a gold producer, you're producing a fungible product, whereas when you're producing, and this is interesting because we had this discussion about two projects that are actually gold projects, but their product is wrapped around a copper concentrate, and that's really the product. It's not the gold. So when you get into producing something that's more like a concentrate, metallurgy, flotation, deleterious elements, does it have too much manganese? All that sort of stuff gets wrapped around the product you're selling, and your customer is a smelter. Nobody else. And so all of that comes into marketing, and whether a lot of people have expertise in that is a big question.
Now, Brent, you and I have talked a lot of times about marginal ounces, this whole concept of all these companies that say, look at how great our property is going to be when gold hits 1,500. It's going to hit 1,500, so we might as well value it now and think about how great it's going to be. You still feel that investors should be almost ignoring these marginal ounces?
Investors, yes. Speculators, no.
Okay.
What I've got a slide in today's presentation where I lay out 279 million ounces in seven companies that are marginal or basically uneconomic or too hard, too big a capex, that sort of problem.
Okay.
Those are what we're calling optionality plays. Those will always be optionality plays. In general, most of those don't work at almost any gold price, any rational gold price, because there's a problem, be it grade, be it metallurgy, be it location, be it capex. Additionally, a company like Newmont has, with a $200 increase in the gold price, they add 11 million ounces without doing anything. So they don't need marginal ounces. So these marginal ounces are sitting out there, in our opinion, are not going to be bought. They're going to sit there, and they will go up and down with the gold price. But if you're going to do that, buy one that is heavily promoted.
And be ready to trade it, actually, for these type of stories. Because if there isn't that exit strategy of a buyout at a premium, then why bother riding the thing up if you're just going to ride it back down?
Precisely. And I'm going to bring this up again in my presentation today. But they say no one rings the bell at the top. But I can tell you when their guy is going up to ring the bell, and that is when these marginal deposits are being either acquired or financed into production. That's when he's walking up to ring the bell.
And that is maybe a good time to start hitting the sell button. But let's throw it back over to you, Joe, and talk about these valuations for some of these companies that have good management. Everybody says you look for good management, you look for guys that have done it before. I completely agree with that. But sometimes when I talk to other analysts and I mention, well, what about this stock? They say it's just so expensive because the management's so good. They're already getting a premium. Is that really a reason not to get into a stock?
Well, I mean, you can get premiums in stock for lots of reasons, like, oh, I'm in Nevada. Nevada's the best place in the world to be. I don't know anything about gold, but I'm in Nevada, so there might be something there. So I'll get a bit of a bump on my stock by saying Nevada a couple of times. Or I get a bump of my stock by switching from being a silver producer to a gold producer. Whatever's in flavor. What can't change flavor is management. So if you've got a good management team that knows what they're doing, and especially when you're looking at the higher risk part of the market in exploration, if you don't have people that have relevant experience in the deposit they're looking at, can manage the risk of working in the environment that they're in, and can raise capital in good markets and bad markets and know how to do it, that's a risk you take by giving it to amateurs, and that could hit you later.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what about when you're looking at the market in general now? Is there a sweet spot that you guys are focusing on between different, let's say, market caps, whether it's exploration, whether it's mid-cap, whether it's these large-cap companies? Is there a disconnect that you're seeing an opportunity?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's absolutely the theme that we're building on again this year, is that what we've seen in the majors, and they sort of dictate what we'd like to see in the market, because our exit strategy is, you know, our perfect exit strategy is like M&A takeout. We get shares in a liquid company, we sell, and go back down. So last year, we started buying junior producers, and they started getting taken out. Then we had development plays. They started getting taken out. Now what we're seeing is, because nobody's doing any grassroots exploration with the majors, and they're blatantly saying that because they already cut their G&A, they don't have these people anymore. And so now they're going out investing and putting stakes in the junior companies again, but also they're banking these guys with, you know, with assets. You know, like you saw with Goldcorp's investment in Orin, you saw, you know, Goldcorp's investment in Gold Standard Ventures, you got Kinross in Nighthawk. You got all these guys putting little placements in because they know that they didn't build a land package. They know they don't have you know, it's really grassroots. They don't have the people that, to put on to the project, so they'll just fund the project, fund the company, let them do what they need to do, and then help them where they can. Because these guys are just not building these district-scale packages that they're telling us is what they need.
Now, you said district scale there, and I think that's an important term because over the bear market, everybody was going smaller and higher grade, but that isn't actually attractive to major players for the takeout type of targets per se. What majors want are this district
scale. Well, if you look at one Agnico presentation that I remember from the last gold show, is that what they show is that, hey, it might look like we're paying a premium for the ounces they have and the ounces we know about, but really where we add value is because it's a district scale package and we know there's a lot more there. Every additional ounce, we're paying like a quarter of that price per ounce, but we're finding it.
Yeah, and that makes sense, and I think that is something to consider when you're looking at these juniors, when you're investing in them. It's kind of the human interest piece, though, guys. How often do you disagree on projects?
Not that often.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
We both have more or less the same background.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's probably more financial than I am, but we have the same background. We're both similar geologically oriented. And we discuss all these things. And there's sometimes Joe will buy a stock that it just isn't what I'm after and vice versa. But I'd say 90% of what we buy, we both go in and buy it.
And you kind of work it down your checklist then and see which ticks off what. And then if you're happy with it, then you go for it.
Pretty much. And, you know, as you know, that's what our letter's about, is what we're actually doing with our money. So we're pretty damn cautious.
Yeah. Well, one thing I have to say, the best thing about your letter, too, is you're not afraid to say sell. And that was what my talk was all about here, is that people should not be holding, they should not be buying 100,000 shares at X and hoping that that 100,000 shares is going to carry them through to 10 times their value, because they're missing out if they're not selling at some points when the market gets ahead of itself, and sometimes the market does get ahead of itself. So, guys, always enjoyable chatting with you. Hope you have a great rest of the show, and thanks for taking some time out. Everybody, make sure you check out Exploration Insights newsletter. I think it's one of the best.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.